In Northwest news from KPLU, the Washington State Supreme Court has stepped up its pressure on the legislature to fully fund public education. But Jeff Reifman, an ex-Microsoft worker, is pointing the finger at his former employer. He says Microsoft has used an out-of-state subsidiary to avoid paying Washington taxes. He's written numerous articles about this over the years and now published a recent commentary on the website Crosscut, linking Microsoft tax policy with the state's school funding shortfall. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross asked Reifman to explain his conclusions.
In the past couple of years, we've heard a lot of outrage about U.S. companies that are using offshore subsidiaries to not pay their full tax bills here. But what you're writing is that Microsoft has done something similar here in the United States. Can you explain what they've done?
Sure. Way back in 1997, they lobbied to have this tax called the royalty tax, which applied to their software license sales. They lobbied to have it reduced by 2/3. And they were successful. The legislature passed that. And then the next year they decided, well, you know, actually, if we just created a small office in Nevada with some accountants and lawyers, then we wouldn't have to pay the tax at all. So they did that because Nevada doesn't have any corporate income tax. Eventually, the savings for Microsoft added up to $120, $140 million a year. And the state decided, for the most part, not to try to enforce the tax. They told me it was because they were afraid of losing a lawsuit, but I think the reason was more around not wanting to take on Microsoft. In 2010, they asked Ross Hunter, who is one of the key legislators, who is also a 17-year ex-Microsoft executive, they asked him to push through a bill that basically redefined the royalty tax. So instead of being a tax on the worldwide licensing software sales, they changed the tax in 2010 to just apply to sales to Washington state customers.
Does that mean that even if the state decided to crack down, it couldn't collect what has already been lost?
Two things happened in 2010. One is, going forward, the taxes that I said Microsoft was dodging were actually no longer applied because the law had been changed. The second thing is that they were granted amnesty on all of their back taxes. The article I wrote for Crosscut was really just adding up all of the impacts from Microsoft's lobbying, tax dodging, and changing the law, and showing that it would add up with interest and penalties at this point, it would be $8 billion, which would be enough to fund the McCleary education deficit in whole for the next 2 or 3 years.
You point out some ironies about Microsoft executives who have called for more investment in education here in the state. Can you explain that?
Over the years, Bill Gates, the Gates Foundation, Steve Ballmer, and his family are big supporters of education. And also Brad Smith, the general counsel, who actually, he's now an executive vice president and runs this whole tax operation. A couple of years ago, Brad Smith wrote an editorial for the Seattle Times calling for us to raise sales taxes to pay for education. But the problem with that is it wasn't acknowledging how much damage Microsoft had done by dodging taxes. And Washington State already has the most regressive tax system in the nation. And when you increase the sales tax, you're just making that worse.
Jeff Reifman is a technology consultant who used to work for Microsoft in the 1990s. He's the author of the recent article on Crosscut.com called "Where Are Washington's K-12 Dollars? Just Ask Microsoft Shareholders." Thank you so much for talking with me.
Sure. Thanks, Ashley.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.
We asked Representative Ross Hunter and Microsoft to respond to Reifman's arguments. Hunter says that he and many other legislators tried for years to figure out how to tax the money Microsoft sends to Nevada. He says the answer from the state's lawyers was always no. And he says it's similar to the recent move by Burger King to buy a Canadian company as a way to lower its U.S. tax bill.
To move that big chunk of revenue to Nevada, it's legal. So this is just like the Burger King thing. It's frustrating. And you've got lots of people in Congress who are frustrated about it, but it's legal.
Hunter says the change he helped push through in 2010 was more about boosting tax revenue by collecting from out-of-state companies, such as big banks and cable companies that do business here. He says it was not done to help Microsoft. Microsoft said in a statement that the company complies with tax laws in every jurisdiction where it does business. The company says last year it paid $5.5 billion in income taxes worldwide. Microsoft also pointed to its education efforts, such as funding $25 million in scholarships for Washington college students studying science and technology.